It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome to the Grillin' Guys. This is Barbecue Bob in studio with Conrad, the legendary country disc jockey.
Hey. Barbecue Bob is here, but Jop is taking a day off today.
Yeah, he's...
too much corned beef yesterday? Is that...
I have a feeling that St. Paddy's Day got him.
Little digestive issues, you know, probably Mrs. Jop probably had some issues, you know.
So. Yeah, who knows? But anyway, it's good to be able to do the show with you.
Hey!
Because we seem to always want to chat with you, and at the last minute we run out of time and don't even get through our show plan. So I'm going to start off with what you have first thing, because I mean, you always add a different twist to this. And by the way, if you're new to the show, it's the Grillin' Guys. We're on Jethro FM, Country with a Twist. We're all over West Michigan, and we are also in Lansing on WJIM. So good. They do it twice, Saturday and Sunday, and up in Big Rapids on WBRN. Of course, we stream live on Jethro FM, and you can go to thegrillinguys.com to the bottom of our website. You can see stream live, and it'll bring you right to the Jethro streaming site, which I believe is TuneIn Radio. Is that correct?
Yeah, the TuneIn Radio app, download that on your phone, and then you can link that up to your Amazon, you know, your Google Home or Alexa, whatever else you
right.
have going on.
Yeah. It's very convenient. It's so easy.
Yep.
It's crazy. And here's the even easier part.
Okay.
And I help people with this all the time. You can just open up your phone, open up your podcast app, and punch in The Grillin' Guys.
Huh.
You'll see our incredible logo, which was designed 14 years ago by Palazzolo Studios. It's a fantastic logo. We got $5,000 into that logo.
I believe you. So you're going to give me a part of the segment, and I got back. We were in vacation in Florida, and my wife and I have a rule, and that is no chain restaurants.
You know, nice.
What a great idea. Yeah, because I mean,
unless it's a new chain.
Local.
Well, you know, new chains, there might be two or three.
Yeah.
And someday they could end up huge.
There you go. So when we're down south, you know, driving into Georgia, looking out for a Smoky. We're looking for some barbecue places, and I got to be honest with you, there are some snappy names for barbecue places. The one I liked was the Jousting Pigs. I thought that was pretty cool, and I thought I'd go over some of these and see if maybe you were maybe hearing from Jop had been to one of these places. Here's one of my favorites. Here's one, Meet and Greet, M-E-A-T, Meet and Greet, for a name for a barbecue place.
Oh, nice.
Sauce Boss. See, these are all, somebody spent some time on these. The Brisket Barn. Hey, honey, I'm going to go down to the Brisket Barn, and do you need anything? Can I pick that up? Here's another one. It's Pork for Your Fork. Smoke and Mirrors.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's good.
Because we're all dealing with that right now.
It's
called the federal government.
Tang Town Barbecue.
See that? Look at that. It only took me 6 minutes to bitch about the government. Tang Town. I like that.
Tang Town.
Because who doesn't like tangy sauce?
Exactly. Let's see. Big Knuckles Barbecue.
Nice.
This is a nice place. The Grill Father instead of the Godfather.
Oh, I love it.
The Grill Father. You should take one of these. You know,
I like that.
I know what I want to ask you. Are you going to open up your drive takeout place in Logan this year?
I don't think so. I just don't see the time. I'm just too busy, and I've got a lot of events booking, and you know, those are always on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah,
other than
that's
the funerals,
true.
Funerals tend to be on Mondays, and I honestly love doing funerals because. Those people are suffering, and you get to bring them some good food
some
and
joy. Yeah.
You wouldn't believe the reception you get from those people they're just looking for some daylight.
Our Polish queen here, Laura Szczepanik, talked about doing funerals.
Is she that Polish girl?
That Polish girl.
Yeah,
catering.
She does a lot of them.
Yeah, and you know they need the good food out there, and you can't really do a potluck for that kind of thing, and that makes a lot of sense. So.
We should have her on sometime. I would love to taste her pierogies.
Yeah, Brett,
have you ever?
I have. She's brought me some, actually. I haven't had the dill pickle soup, which she is renowned for.
I see that on online all the time.
Yeah, that's something else. Maybe we can get a hold of her for a segment.
That'd be awesome. Maybe she could bring in breakfast.
Yeah. I got this idea, though. Here's a name for a great barbecue restaurant. Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
Oh, that's a song. Isn't that, who is that? You should remember that. Yeah, you're the song master.
The Drifters.
See,
I think,
there
back
you go. Look at you.
Look
at you. He's like a computer.
Oh, stop
hey,
it.
Hey, speaking of pierogies, I had a wonderful surprise. My daughter-in-law, Jordan's wife, Allie, she is quite the foodie. They both are. All my kids are foodies. But Allie happens to come from, her grandma was a caterer, and she also cooked for the Ford family. Over in St. Clair Shores.
Wow.
And this girl made me some pierogies that were, I told her, honestly, the best I've ever had. And it's her grandma's recipe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hold on. Don't be sharing that.
I'm not. I don't even want to make them. I want her to make them for me. Because that's much better. That's the Jop method.
So we're kind of in the middle of Lent, and we've got a list here of all the Friday fish fries, and you know it's a lot of the Polish halls, a lot of the VFWs and American Legions, and it's incredible. And the thing is if you don't get down there early, a lot of
them
sell out.
Yep.
I've had some of the best I think I've ever had on the West Side.
Isn't that nice?
Oh man,
it's all over the country too.
Yeah, yeah.
Anywhere there's a Catholic.
But that's gotta like hurt. I just think that having local, you know, that's what Jethro is.
Hurts,
you know,
the chains. Is that what you're thinking?
I'm hoping. You know, no offense, but I know that local folks work at those places too.
Well,
but,
and during COVID. It seems like all these restrictions were hardest on the local folks. The chains, somehow, especially the big stores like the Home Depots and the Meijer, you know, they were allowed to open.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need to help those little businesses that did take it on the chin if they're still around.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. A lot of them have come through it. So when you travel with the wife, are you kind of like that too? I mean,
absolutely.
So are there places that you go back to that have impressed you a lot when you go on vacation?
Well, we don't go in so many places the same time. My wife is on a mission to go everywhere.
Oh, I see.
As you can tell, she's gone right now. She's coming. She's flying in today. She's been in Florida all week with the grandkids.
Right.
But
what part?
Naples.
Okay, so she's in the Red Tide area, like I was. Yeah.
Slumming it. Yeah. Well, this is a family thing, and this family member has a house on the ocean with a pool.
Oh, good.
So they can look at the Red Tide and swim in clean water.
There, you know, it's strange, but my wife was most affected not just because of the fish kill, because there's ton of fish that wash up when you have the Red Tide like that.
And I don't know what that's from.
Well, obviously, it's clogging the gills or whatever.
What is the Red Tide, though?
The
some
Red
kind
Tide,
of algae?
It's some kind of algae bloom, and I guess my wife was down there on the beach. She didn't go near the water. But she's had some respiratory things, and this red tide gets up and in the air. So she spent the rest of the week at the pool,
Could be another name for a restaurant instead of Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
Oh, the Red Tide.
Tide gets on your chest. Well, I'm with you. I like the local places, especially I'm a freak about Mexican food.
Right.
I mean, absolutely love Middle Eastern and Mexican in particular. And anytime I see a little divey Mexican place, I'm going in there.
Yeah, we used to.
Whereas a lot of people would say, oh, man, it doesn't look very well. Well, they're probably just a family who's all working in there, and they're making it. You know?
Right, right.
That's where you get grandma's cooking.
Well, there, right down from Jethro, there was a great little.
I know.
Yeah, great little Mexican
restaurant.
And now it's going to be a gas station. They're building a gas station down on Fairlanes in Chicago Drive, right down.
Yeah.
The thing from, it's just another one that's going to be swallowed up by Buc-ee's.
Well, we have a group of local restaurants in Grand Rapids that's Mexican that's doing, they're turning into a chain.
Really?
And that's why I say the new ones are okay.
Okay, we got to find that out. All right, let's take a break. Coming up, more from Barbecue Bob. Jop is off today. Conrad, I've always dreamed of this. I'm a grilling guy. We'll be back.
We live it. We love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport. It's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys on Jethro FM and the Michigan Talk Network and WBRN in Big Rapids. For all those Bulldogs up there, nice job. We're proud of our school up there.
Great season.
Yes. And, I mean, hockey, football, you name it. But that's where I met my lovely bride. So it'll always be near and dear to my heart. Listen, Conrad, I'm kind of a big, corned beef fan. I buy corned beef hash in the can. I mean, by the case. And stock it in my pantry because I love scorching some corned beef and throwing a couple poached eggs on it. But you confided in me that you're not really a big corned beef fan. So I'm going to have to just give you a baptism by fire here with corned beef.
The big day for it. But, happy belated St. Patrick's Day. And, you know, a lot of folks, you know, should be kind of jumping on that bandwagon as a change of pace. That's a good idea.
Yeah, and especially because everybody tends to make one or two of them. I made two. And you might have some leftovers. So this is going to help you deal with them and not necessarily have cabbage wrapped around it. Because, you know, a couple days of cabbage is one too many. The first day, it's always great.
Yeah.
We used to always go down to Quinn and Tui's, and they'd have a big buffet set up. And you're chugging down the beer, so you need something, right?
Where's this at?
Quinn and Tui's. It's on Plainfield.
Okay.
Just in the Crestview area, Creston High School area.
All right.
But so that's always great then, especially after about five or six nice Guinness. But I'd have to say I wasn't real happy with my corned beef this year. I think I just didn't quite leave it in long enough. You know, Russian things. It's brisket.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. It's a flat from a brisket.
Yep.
And that just takes time. So I think people with leftover corned beef hash, especially if yours is like mine where it could tend to use a little bit more time on the heat, here's what you can do. You can cube it up into nice little cubes like the corned beef hash you buy, and then you can cube up some potatoes, fry them up, and then put some onions in there. When you get them just about done, you throw a little bit of that hash in there, a little bit of that corned beef in there, and you let that cook together to finish off. And then just take a measuring cup or something in that big – I use cast iron a lot, right? So take some sort of a little – divot and make some dimples in the top of that thing, crack some eggs and put them on top. Now, whenever you add eggs like that to anything already cooking, you're better off to crack them and put them in a measuring cup or a small cup or something, a little bowl, so you can pour them in and make sure there's no shell there.
Right.
Because that's a buzzkill.
Oh, yeah.
I hate biting a shell. So, and then you throw it in the oven. Don't put a cover on it or anything, or you can put it on the smoker and finish it off with those eggs on top and then set it on the table. And you've got this beautiful presentation that just makes people want to dive into it. You know, my daughter does eggs in purgatory all the time. And that has the same presentation. It's a marinara. And then you've got eggs floating on top and you dip your baguette or whatever bread, Italian bread you've got in there, and
wow.
a little Italian sausage, breakfast sausage, whatever, and that makes for a great breakfast. But then you sort of get like a poached egg.
Well, you know, talking about corned beef, I guess I'm more into the Reubens than I am into actual.
Well, we're going to cover those nicely. So yeah. You do like Reubens.
I love Reubens,
okay,
sure.
Okay, well,
my wife calls them California Reubens when you do them with turkey.
Right. And that's cool. You know, some people need more turkey. I love a traditional Reuben. I find that a lot of people screw up Reubens, and what they do is they put sopping wet sauerkraut on it. And it makes the bread so soggy you can't keep the sandwich together. And then they also try and make it like 2 inches thick.
Right.
And you can't pick it up.
Yeah.
So, but a grilled Reuben, yeah, we're going to cover that in segment three. Although we do have Chef Andy bumping in on that. Something else I found, I did not make this, but it's called a creamy Reuben dip. Oh, this is for you.
Well, this sounds good.
This is for you.
I'm perked up over here, sure.
A couple packages of cream cheese, 4 cups of shredded Swiss. So you're going to have to buy a block of Swiss cheese and shred it because you can't find Swiss cheese shredded in most places. And then about 14 ounces of sauerkraut. Now, you want to rinse it and drain it very well. And here's the key is, you know, you don't want this stuff sloppy. And then about a pound and a half of corned beef. And then you're going to chop it up real fine. And then a half cup of Thousand Island dressing. And then some nice rye bread. You can cut it into strips and toast it if you want. Whatever, however you like dipping. But this is a dip. So you want that rye bread to be, I'm going to say, firm enough to handle the dip. And you, if you don't like rye bread, hey, don't use rye bread. Get yourself whatever nice little chewy rolls from like the Schnitz bakery or
something like that.
Yeah. But it's the taste of the Reuben itself that I think people, the combination, whoever came up with it, of Thousand Island sauerkraut, Swiss, and corned beef.
Oh, incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
So do you make your own corned beef sandwiches? Or your wife does.
My wife does. You know, my wife is really not into sauerkraut. I don't know what it is. I was raised, you know, my dad, you know, good German family.
Oh, yeah.
We had that. That was like a staple, like potatoes practically, you know, in our household growing up. So
speaking of potatoes and Germans, German potato salad?
Yeah.
Was that a regular?
The hot potato salad?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah, it was a big deal.
That is fantastic.
Yep.
Yeah, that is some crazy good stuff. And I'd have to say the Germans do have some dishes that are pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially the charcuterie, their sausages and stuff. Listen, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on Jethro FM, Michigan Talk Network. And, of course, you might be listening to the podcast on your phone. Thank you for that. If you don't have us on your phone every week, go to your podcast app and just hit the search and put in the Grillin' Guys. Our logo will pop up. You click get or like or whatever your app asks for. We'll send it to your phone for free every week. Thousands of people every week are downloading our podcast.
That's
amazing. It's growing exponentially. And I think it's wonderful because if you think about it, how many people can say, well, gee, every Saturday at 9 a.m., I'm going to be sitting in my chair listening to a radio. We just don't live that way anymore.
Well, we are driving down the road listening, that kind of thing. You know, you're busy and all that stuff. But, you know, the great thing about Jethro is the fact that it's grown from just Grand Rapids. Now we're in Kalamazoo and Allegan and all these other areas.
Yeah,
now
forget about Kalamazoo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, actually, we actually had an issue. We're working on our tower down there. They say it was the ice storm, but I believe it was Canadian geese that flew into
sabotage.
Yeah, the actual antenna. So they're working on it there. But
anti-country geese.
We don't care how you're listening. We're just glad that you are because it's really going kind of crazy. Yep.
Yeah. Well, and it's, you know, if you haven't listened to Jethro during the week, I would tell you that it's. This is not a typical country station. It's not. And I mean that in the best of ways. You're going to get some old rock and you're going to get some cool stuff in there. It's like memory lane for me. But listen, thanks for joining us. We're going to come back and we're going to be talking with Chef Andy, who's on our board of directors. And we're going to see what that bright young lad has for us.
Yum. We'll be back with more of the Grilling Guys.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys on Jethro FM, Michigan Talk Network, and of course, streaming live all over the planet. And thank you for that. And for all the podcasters out there, we appreciate you carrying us around in your pocket while you're at work or whatever you're doing, listening to pods. So on the grilling line right now, we've got my dear friend, young Andrew, Chef Andy from Four Chefs. And how are you, buddy?
Doing well. Thank you for having me on the show again.
Of course. Well, it's too easy because, like, I've just known you for so long, I think I always know what you're going to say. But I'm curious what you're up to in the next few weeks and what that catering world in your part, you're kind of a Caledonia catering guy. I mean, at least that's where you're posted. I know you do a lot on the lakeshore, but what is cooking in your world?
So we have, we have a catering this weekend, tomorrow, for a celebration of life up in Rockford. We have a barbecue theme. I don't know if you know anything about barbecue over there, but we have a shredded beef sandwich going, and then a potato salad, a fresh fruit tray, and then we have a couple other appetizers, and we are going up there for a couple hours and having a celebration of life, and then we have like a Reuben slider going out for tonight. We take the corned beef, and then we slow roast it, and then have it to about 200 degrees, take it off the grill or in the oven, and then we shred it, and then we put it on a little slider bun. I like to use a sweet Hawaiian roll for this.
Yeah, those are great. Do you toast those at all?
It's a sweet Hawaiian roll.
Yeah, do you toast those at all?
Oh, I do. With today we'll use an Irish butter to give it a little bit more creaminess to the more to the bun itself, and add more flavor to the corned beef as well.
You know, when I was stationed in Hawaii, that was a local thing, those King Hawaiian rolls.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
When I lived out in Hawaii, they had purple ones. So they actually used the sweet potato that is purple from Molokai.
Right.
And it was amazing flavor.
I thought you were going to say poi.
No. Really?
No.
They're purple? They're a purple bunch?
They are literally purple. It's a purple sweet potato.
Well, how come we haven't had that in the States like we do King Rolls now? That sounds really, really good.
We need to bring it over here. It was the most amazing flavor.
They have limited production ability, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's not a, where are they from, Molokai?
Yeah.
That's a small
Molokai
island.
Sweet potato, it's actually purple.
Did you go to Molokai when you were there?
I did not.
I didn't either.
On Maui. I wish I went to the other Hawaiian islands, but I just stayed on Maui just because working all the time, was working 80-hour weeks and didn't really have time to travel, which is unfortunate, but I'll make it back over there sometime soon.
Well, being an Air Force guy, we all flew, right? Even though I was just enlisted. But I used to rent a little Grumman and fly over to Maui all the time. Loved me some Maui, and we would actually dive the whales on the way over and just dive down and watch the whales rising up. It was just
beautiful incredible piece
of water in between those two islands.
All right, all right. I want to hear those two words again. Reuben Slider. I never heard those two words together. And now we talked a little bit before about you know, the sauerkraut and making sure it's drained and all that kind of stuff. Do you have a secret for that?
I actually kind of make my own sauerkraut, like a quick version of it. So I take a green cabbage and then ferment it with a little vinegar for a couple days. And then I take that, drain it, and then I add my, like, a little coleslaw to it. So I take mayo and then apple cider vinegar. I just like the flavor, apple cider vinegar, salt, some pepper, garlic. And then I throw in a little purple cabbage to give a little crunch and a little different color. And then I take the shredded the shredded corned beef, put it the slaw on top, and then I make a whiskey glaze. I'm part Irish, so I like to take a shot of it to make sure it's good, and then I'll cook with it. So I just got to make sure that it's a good quality and everything like that. So what I do is I take a whiskey and reduce it a little bit on the stovetop, and then to make it like more like Aussie is what it's called. It's more like a thick syrup, and then I drizzle that on top, and then enjoy the slider.
So back to the
making
of sauerkraut. If you were to actually make sauerkraut out of cabbage, like a quick home version of it, how many days would that take?
It takes about 10 to 14 days.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You leave it out at room temperature.
Right. Right. That's
I made a little
cool.
bit of it at Aquinas when I worked over there a couple of years ago, and it turned out really good.
Was it just vinegar?
Yeah, I did just vinegar and just let it, and then wrap in saran wrap and put it in a container.
Yeah, because it wants to gas off quite a bit. So you probably want to put it somewhere where you can handle it.
Yep.
So what else do you have? What else is going on in your world? You did a celebration of life, and Conrad and I were talking about how I'm picking up more and more funerals or celebrations of life, depending on the how they're doing it. But it's nice to serve people that have been grieving some good food, because they seem so much more appreciative than just your average
party goer. I'm seeing funerals and celebration of life to become more popular now for like more higher end food items. They don't want like the ham and cheese sandwiches or meatballs and stuff like that. They're looking for a little bit more now, just to reflect on the individual's life and have a kind of a party in a way, and
right.
See it as a joy time instead of a sad.
We're working on an event right now with a sommelier in Muskegon. We're going to do a big event in August over on the lake shore, and that's of course always fun. I don't think Jethro can do us live over there, but we'll certainly have the grills and smokers out and cause a big ruckus. And Muskegon is just coming alive so much in the summertime that we're looking forward to doing that. I'm just finishing up the details so we can announce that. But yeah, still time to book some graduation parties if you haven't yet, either with Four Chefs or the Grilling Guys, depending if you want barbecue or if you want some more traditional foods or whatever. But we're all open to that. Any parting thoughts for you?
Yeah,
Andy,
we got about 2 minutes left, and I want to hear what's on the menu this weekend. What do you got coming our way?
So for the celebration of life, we have the barbecue, pulled beef sandwiches, potato salad, fruit tray, mac and cheese, and then on my delivery menu next week, we have like a veg-centric. We're going that more trend now for springtime because everyone wants to get in their bathing suit or bikini. So we take out the carbs and we add more vegetables to our cooking and then put more protein on top. So we have a veg-centric of it's an egg roll in a bowl. So we use pork this time. So we have cabbage in there. We have some potatoes, peppers, onions. We use a lot of flavor, fresh thyme, fresh rosemary in that cooking method. We roast those. And then we shred the pork and go on top, and then we have a nice honey soy glaze to go on top of that. And then we have like a nice light quiche on the menu. We have a Cobb salad as well. another item we have on there is a mac and cheese with a buffalo pulled chicken. So we make our homemade mac and cheese, and then on the side we have a cooked shredded chicken breast, and then we toss it in buffalo sauce and top it with blue cheese.
Well, listen, we're out of time. Chef Andy, four chefs, thanks so much for joining us. And, of course, it's always great to just catch up with you, and I'm looking forward to next time we get to meet.
Thank you again for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Of course. Wow, Reuben Sliders, though, Andy. You got me there. You grabbed me by the throat, and that got my full attention. I appreciate it, buddy.
Oh, it's amazing. It's a nice whiskey that we reduced and put it on top. You got to try it.
Wow. I've reduced a little whiskey myself. All right, buddy.
I know. It warms you up, too, on a rainy day.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Andy.
See ya.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right. More from the Grilling Guys. Guest Conrad in with Barbecue Bob on many of these same stations.
Hi, this is Jim, founder of Schmoe's Brewing Company. We're a small, family-owned brewery that serves the Grand Rapids neighborhoods. We do things a bit differently at Schmoe's, sort of old school. We make all the styles of beer true to style. That's our focus. So you want to relax and enjoy a well-made craft beer that tastes like a craft beer is supposed to taste, stop into Schmoe's. We're located in Cascade on Patterson Ave, right before the ice rink. Or check us out at schmoes.com. We're open every day but Sunday.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys on Jethro FM and the Michigan Talk Network and stations all around Michigan, as well as, of course, on your phone. You can stream us live.
Yep.
So go to thegrillingguys.com. Don't forget, when you're on our website, to look on the right-hand side, you'll see lots of companies, and these people are like Alan Bob's, Old World Olive, Garrett's Appliance, My Pillow, Sobey Meats, Schmoe's, Fan Valley. There's a list of them there, and you click on the link, and it'll take you to maybe their sale page, or they're all different. My Pillow, for example, always brings you to their current offerings, and if you just use BBQ as your code, you get the sale price, and we get credit for it. That's how they support us, because this is a business, and it takes money to keep us on the air, and we appreciate those people advertising with us. And like Alan Bob's in particular, they've been with us since the beginning. Fen Valley, since the beginning.
Wow.
Schmoe's, since the beginning. Garrett's, shortly after that. So, I mean, we love these sponsors. And they, I guess I like to support them because they're small businesses too. They're not chains. Conrad and I were talking about chain restaurants and how we try and use the local. Well, I want to use the locals for everything.
Yeah.
Like Garrett's, for example. When I have any appliance needs, I just go to Garrett's. And people say, yeah, but I found it cheaper here. They're Home Depot, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you might have. But now when you need service, who are you going to call?
Exactly.
Oh, it's some national contract. It's some this or that. No. Go to Garrett's. They have an army of service people. They have, I bet you, 20 trucks. They have a giant warehouse there, and they're just wonderful people, and it's local family. So that's my two cents on that. But Sobey Meats, same way. It's, you know, we just love our locals. So let's talk a little bit about, I could talk about a grilled Reuben. We kind of beat those up pretty good. But I guess one thing I would tell you is to make sure and drain your sauerkraut. And if you want to do it on the grill, if you don't have a George Foreman, which I think is the ultimate way to make a sandwich, or a panini grill.
Sure.
Put a little bit of oil on your, and depending, do you use rye bread when you do it?
Oh, of course.
What kind? The swirl?
Yeah, the swirl or dark, one of the two.
So you like the dark as well?
I like the dark, yeah.
My wife does too. I'm okay with it. I guess I like I do like it when it's in the little bitty loaves and I'm dipping it in some dip or something. So put a little oil on that bread before you put it on, and you can grill it on your grill. You can actually build it backwards on your grill and put your bread down, put your sauerkraut on, put your corned beef on, and then on the other slice, load it up with Swiss.
Right.
And let those grill up and then just marry them together. A wonderful way to make a sandwich. Pizzas are the same way on the grill. You can build them backwards like that. But one thing that caught my eye online this week was Irish egg rolls.
Huh?
Do you like egg rolls?
I do love egg rolls.
I don't know anybody that doesn't.
Yeah.
This was cool, and I am bound to try it. And it just basically, it's the same thing you'd put in any egg roll, which I love making. They're not that easy. But you're going to have shredded steamed cabbage. So you're going to shred it, then steam it. Don't try and do it the other way. a cup of diced potatoes, some shredded carrot. And you're not going to steam that. You're going to have thinly sliced onion, salt, and pepper. And then you got to get these egg roll wrappers. Now, here's what I would tell you. Pay attention to the egg roll wrappers you get, because they do vary. And once you try a brand and like it, stick with it. And you can get them at most of your grocery stores in the Asian food section. There's also a store on 28th Street that I just discovered across from Home Depot. It's called Asia Pacific or Asian Pacific Market.
Okay.
Fantastic. It's right on 28th Street, just west of Home Depot on the north side in the Cascade area there. You can get a great array of wraps there. And they also sell frozen Filipino egg rolls, which are called, of course I can't think of it now.
Filipino egg rolls.
I bought a box of them there. They're in my freezer. So you want to heat up your oil to about 375 after you roll these up. And then you can do some sour cream. You can do... There's actually a Thousand Island dip. I'm going to post this on our website, but you make the dip for this, and it's, of course, Thousand Island dressing with a few caraway seeds and some things in it, some olive oil. I just thought that was kind of a cool way to get rid of some corned beef because there's just so much of it.
Yeah, there's so much left over after St. Patrick's Day, too.
And it's kind of like turkey.
Yeah.
Only turkey, I can't even hardly handle the second day. Corned beef. I'm good for 3 days. Not a big leftover fan. You?
I am, but my wife will not touch anything.
Really?
Yeah. You know, and I mean, seriously, we're the exact opposite. So I'm the one that cleans out the free. And we have our son who's on the autism spectrum with us, and he's 27. And anything left in there, it's going to be gone in a day or so. So
got a hollow leg.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, my wife's big on leftovers, too. As a matter of fact, when she does cook, and she doesn't cook a lot anymore, but when she does, she'll make a big something or other, and she'll just eat that every day for lunch because she doesn't want to cook.
I got you.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, you're the guy. If you got a husband that grills and takes these amazing foods out of the smoker and all this stuff. You said one time that you had three or four different smokers in different areas of reconstruction.
Yeah, one big smoker, one medium smoker. I've got an Argentinian stainless grill that is for using skewers on, and then of course I've got my Cajun charcoal. And I've got a Tech infrared, and I've got a couple of small ones. But yeah, it's a crowded grill, it's a crowded grill pit.
No kidding.
I got to bring one of them probably down to the pool this summer and leave it there because it's hard to walk through that area. The best thing, again, though, putting a roof over that grill area like I did last year.
Yeah.
Man, if you don't have and the cool thing is we're now using the galvanized steel corrugated.
Right.
And that's a thing. That's a style. So you can get away with putting a little shack on the back of your house behind your garage like I did. Use all rough sawn wood and maybe stain it or whatever to make it look kind of, I don't know. I think I think grilling areas, grilling places are very good with barn wood and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind of the look for just that little area. And it's okay to have your own perfect area. Your wife will probably put up with it. She's not going to like the idea when you first mention it. But once you get it built and she sees how quaint and cute it is, use lots of this galvanized, do your walls in it, put some cool, like I have some steelhead. My friend Michael Tukes is a laser guy. He made these cool steelhead and then blued them. And those are on the wall. I've got some antique food signs and things like that that you feel like you're in, I don't know, Bubba's Kitchen or something.
Yeah. Yeah, and you've got a big family that comes and expects great food by the pool. And
fun place to hang out, have a cigar.
Yeah.
I've got a big ashtray bolted to the wall that says Bob on it that I stole from the Bob before they renovated it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My buddy Reese, when they were rebuilding the S curve, they had
a piece of the S curve.
Well, they would throw away this wood that was part of the underneath before they put in the S curve, and he would go to the dumpster every day and load up his truck with any wood that he would, and they would build like he built a she shed for his wife. With all that stuff. Yeah.
S-curve
she
shed.
Yeah, but this was back when they were, rebuilding it and all that
stuff. And it was some older timbers, so it looked aged and it looked kind of like old barnwood.
Yeah, it looked really, really good. But Reese was I'll tell you a story in our next
dumpster
break.
Diver?
He was, and there were when we were brand new radio station, we had competitors with the CUZ. We came into Grand Rapids. We were these interlopers. And we pulled some pranks. And
was he from CUZ?
No. He was at our old station, but
yeah,
yeah.
CUZ was a country station at the time.
It was, sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Andy and Dennis back in the day.
What was their number?
101 something.
Okay.
I think it's a different format now, but it's been fun filling in here. For
yeah,
Bob.
It's so great to have you on. I'm going to hang out with you in the.
The final segment,
Conrad's bunker.
Yeah, sir.
Well, thanks so much for filling in for Jop. I would tell you that you should probably brush up on your cheap shots because he's really good at those. You've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network on Jethro. See you next week.